Okay, this is the English program broadcasting on live stream. Hello, if you're watching the video. How are you? I can see you there. Sit down until I finish speaking. Right, okay. So, for those of you who are listening on the audio boo, you can't see what's going on, but you can hear. Oh, yes, and I'm reading the news here from, well, this is the economic crisis in Europe from an American perspective. I've got this from the Voice of America, who were not very happy because the BBC were going to be given money by the State Department in the US, and they were a bit upset because I think last week the sort of Parliament or whatever in America brought out a new law which said that you cannot have state funding or financing of media, which is sort of the opposite of what happens in Italy, I suppose. Well, the European Union leaders have agreed to strengthen and expand a bailout fund. Great. They're going to strengthen it and expand it. The two words I really wanted to hear this morning for the debt-strapped members who use the euro currency. Hands up if you think the euro is still going to exist in 5 years' time. And they're going to do stress tests as well to assess the security, not of the euro, but of nuclear reactors. That's a good mix there, isn't it? Let's talk about the euro and nuclear power. It's a good mix, I like that. The European Union summit was overshadowed by the debt crisis in Portugal. And there's lots of anxiety for Portugal. There are 27 EU leaders. And they've been talking about a 700 billion bailout fund for countries. Basically, you have, for our American listeners or viewers, we have this system in Europe. It's great. You have a club. You become members of the club. You get lots of economic benefits. You can trade with whichever country you like, and you don't need to worry because there's like a level playing field. It's like a free market, they call it. And the thing is, though, to enjoy those benefits, you have to have very, very, very strict economic rules. And if you fall foul of the rules, if you break them or bend them or whatever, if you allow your inflation to go a certain way or your interest to go a certain way or your borrowing to go a certain way, and it's against the sort of spirit of the rules, you're hit with a heavy penalty. However, because of the economic crisis, there are new rules. Now, the rules are, if you allow your public spending to get out of control because you spend lots of money, like Gordon Brown did, on securing or attempting to secure the next election, and your borrowing goes through the roof, and all of the markets say, oh my goodness, let's sell everything we've got connected with that country because that country is going to the dogs. Don't worry, because the Euro bailout fund will sort of come in and help you out. So basically, you get rewarded financially. That's what happens. If you muck up your economy, you don't run it very well, don't worry, there's a bailout fund, and lots of, literally billions of pounds will go your way. And the great thing is, Britain, although he's not a part, I'm sort of referring to the country. Britain is not a part of the euro, but we still, thanks to the foresight of Alistair Darling, our previous chancellor or whatever, because of his good economic wisdom, we are part of the bailout. Yes, we will bail you out, even if you've been sort of messing about with your economy. Don't worry. Britain will help you out. And that's basically sort of, in a nutshell, how the European Union works. And that's possibly, I could be wrong, that's possibly one reason why the majority of people in Britain do not want to be a part of the euro. Because there's something rather bad and foul-smelling at the heart of the eurozone. And unfortunately, we seem to put money in and get very little back. And that's life for Britain. So there we go. So I hope you enjoyed my my little guide to the European Union and how it works. That's it for this week's class. Next week we shall be looking at the advantages and disadvantages of, well, democracy. We shall see how we go with that.